Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Pranic People, Pranic Living series that I am currently filming in the comfort of my mountain retreat. We have shared so much already in our free Pranic Living series, and we've also begun now to offer their simple, powerful pragmatics. But in this section, we want to begin to answer some of the common questions people have. I remember watching that beautiful documentary that Peter Straubringer did called In the Beginning There Was Light. And at one point, somebody asked about the world hunger issues, that surely if this is real, why hasn't it been applied to world health, world hunger issues, but particularly world hunger? And our answer is we're working on it. One, there's been a plethora of fake news about what we are doing. So much misunderstanding and miseducation. And that's our job. We just keep educating, no matter what people say. And so regarding the world health, world hunger issue, yes, this is something that we have covered in detail in our Prana Program Manual that we released in 2006. Now, this was something we have presented at the United Nations in both Vienna and New York to those there that have been really interested and invited us to share this. But let's look at our answer to this. Firstly, you don't give people who are struggling and suffering and starving spiritual realities and the basics of this pranic nourishment reality is that it's a very spiritual journey on many levels. Yes, there's a science to it as well, a formula where if you apply ABC, you'll drop deeper into the zone that is there for us that can take away all our hunger. But what you give to people in need is what they need. And many people just need clean water. They need good food. They need holistic education programs to break the cycles of poverty. We need the very simple, compassionate act of also the redistribution of resources so basic human rights can be attended to. How do you do that? How do you redistribute resources in our world? Well, you make sure that people who are out of balance, who are in that energy of me, 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 of greed, of I want more, 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 more money, more assets, more consumerism, and people in positions of power who may be like that, who are still struggling with the initiation of the right use of power, the right use of money, the right way to distribute resources, to act politically in a way that is for the highest good of all people in this world, not just their country, but to come into this level of consciousness where we truly are beginning to operate as one people, living in harmony on one planet, where we make the top economic priority the taking care of basic human rights and men, women, and children in our world with dignity and respect. This is a sign of an awakened world. This is a sign of a more enlightened world where we make people our number one priority. But to do that, that means an awakening of consciousness, a expansion of consciousness. It's about every human being tapping in to that innate source of energy that's here for all of us, that really can, when it's strong enough, take away all our human hunger and put us into the compassionate heart. The compassionate heart. I don't know about you, but the idea that we can take care of all the children in our world and make them our number one priority as a grandmother, as a mother, for me, that's always touched my heart. It's always made me feel like, yes, yes, why not? Why can't this be our truth? Why can't we live in unity and harmony and with respect and honoring each other's gifts and honoring the differences and working together for the good of the whole? And yes, that's true. Even my family have always called me the peacekeeper. I was born to this. This has been my fascination since I was about 2 years old. You know, I'm in my 63rd year now. So 61 years I've been aware from my mother telling me I should be grateful for the food she was putting on the table that I was rejecting because I was interested in a vegetarian reality, not a meat-based one. And she used to say, be thankful you have this food because there are millions of children in this world who don't. Every second, a child dies of hunger-related diseases. And so many organizations in our world have joined us or way before us have been dealing with the redistribution of resources and helping to take care of the less fortunate. Our work at the Embassy of Peace is just a little thinking outside the box. It's true. We have been looking for a solution and found one that can take away all human hunger so we can all live in a compassionate heart and make the number one priority in our world, the caring for each other in a way that is beneficial for all. Many people are experimenting with this themselves and many people are now applying what we've shared in our free online Pranic People, Pranic Living series so that they too can come into this deeper, deeper level of the compassionate heart and feel free from all human hunger. So we hope that you'll support us with our Embassy of Peace work and our World Hunger Program, and we will answer many more questions in the coming videos. This is Jasmine Heen saying thank you again for all your support and all your questions. Please add any other questions you have in the comments section with this video.